Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn today is Jesus, My Lord, My God, My All. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all, how can I love Thee as I ought? And how revere this wondrous gift, so far surpassing hope or thought? Sweet sacrament, we Thee adore. O make us love Thee more and more. O make us love Thee more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we now gather together to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries of our faith, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness for those times when we have failed to love God and one another. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of God Most High, met Abraham as he returned from his defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham apportioned to him a tenth of everything. His name first means righteous king, and he also was the king of Salem, that is, king of peace. Without father, mother, or ancestry, without beginning of days or end of life, thus made to resemble the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. It is even more obvious if another priest is raised up after the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become so, not by law expressed in commandment concerning physical descent, but by the power of life that cannot be destroyed. For it is testified, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You are a priest forever in line of Melchizedek.
You are a priest forever in line of Melchizedek.
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
You are a priest forever in line of Melchizedek.
The scepter of your power, the Lord, will stretch forth from Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies.
You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
Yours is a princely power in the day of your birth in holy splendor. Before the day star, like the dew, I have begotten you.
You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
The Lord has sworn, and he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I was having Mass with the school children, and I was talking to them about ordinary season and the color green, and I asked the students, I said, "Why do you think we call this ordinary time?" And one little guy shot up his hand right away, and he says, "Because nothing exciting happens during this time." And I looked at him, and I smiled, and I said, "Ooh, you're just so close, but you're wrong." Because as I shared with the students and I share with all of you, when we really dive into the gospel readings and allow them to soak into our hearts and transform our lives, yes, we may call it ordinary season, but it's extraordinary season because there's nothing boring or blah or unexciting about this time period. It's really a great time to really continue to grow in our relationship with the Lord. And also, too, with the children, I said the reason why we wear green during this time is because green is a sign of hope. You know, when you think about it in the springtime when all the snow melts and you see the grass turning green, you see the little buds on the tree bursting forth with green leaves, it gives us hope because it's a sign of life. It brings us joy and happiness seeing life bursting around us in Mother Nature. And really, what is it that our Lord came into this world to do? He came into this world to give us new life. He came into this world to bring us hope. He came into this world to bring us a beautiful message of love, mercy, and peace. And we see that happening today in our gospel reading. You know, think about this man with the withered hand. Several years ago, I broke my wrist on my left hand, and thank goodness it wasn't my dominant hand, but for a couple of weeks I had a cast on my left hand, and I never realized how difficult it was trying to tie my shoes when you have one of your hands in a cast, or trying to zip up your jacket. You know, just doing ordinary things with only one good hand was not easy to do. So here's this man with this withered hand, And we don't know if it was his dominant hand or his other hand, but he had a hand that basically gave him problems in life. He couldn't do ordinary stuff. And we don't know how long he had a withered hand for. It could have been all of his life. Could have just been for a couple of years, maybe because of a stroke. Who knows? But yet, our Lord brought great hope into his life by telling him, stretch out your hand, and his hand was restored. Our Lord gave him a whole new lease on life, being able to use two good hands. And yet we have the Pharisees, who basically, I guess you could say, were guys without hope in their lives. They were lifeless guys because they were so focused on observing every letter of the law that they forgot what the law was really about. To love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. They had forgotten that. They had no hope. And because of that, they had no life within them. And yet here they wanted to destroy the Lord of life. My friends, this season is not a boring and blah season. It's an exciting season, a season of great hope, a season of great joy, a season of great life. And my friends, as we journey through this season, leading us up to the Lenten season, keep reflecting on our gospel readings. Keep allowing the words, keep allowing the beautiful miracles and the messages of our Lord to sink into your hearts, to transform your lives, and to give you great hope. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For the Holy Father, Pope Francis, all bishops and priests, and for all those who evangelize, that by their example they will help convert the souls of the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For healing and reconciliation in our nation, in families and in individual hearts, and for God's peace to reign in our lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will build a culture of justice, peace, and love for all human life, especially the unborn, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For strong marriages and family life, that spouses will be open to life and protect their children with love and fidelity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Carrie Havlicek, in thanksgiving for her support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all of the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water, I may come to share in the divinity of Christ, willing himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may your sacrifice, your sight, this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created man, and when he was justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed him through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray, that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and work of the Holy Spirit through your death gave life to the world, free me by this your most holy body and blood from all my sins and from every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments, and never let me be parted from you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Grace, keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. We have come to know and to believe in the love that God has for us. Thank you. us pray. Pour on us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and in your kindness make those you have nourished by this one heavenly bread, one in mind and heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. And let us go forth singing the third verse of Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. The third verse. Thy body, soul, and Godhead all, O mystery of love divine, I cannot compass all I have, for all thou hast and art are mine. Sweet sacrament, we thee adore. O make us love thee more and more. O make us love thee more and more.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.